Brian, you talk about feeling suicidal. Has anybody given you any referrals to psychological support for helping with the emotions you're feeling about your disability and living with your disability?
Yes, my local GP, he's looking into it at the moment for me. I spoke with my doctor last week about it, and he's trying to get hold of a psychologist over at Chermside. I went down to see my GP yesterday. He informed me that he has been unable to get anybody at the moment, but he just informed me that he would keep trying to try and get a psychologist to see me, but he's not sure when that will be able to happen.
Can I ask why he would go to Chermside when we have quite a lot of psychologists very locally? Like, there is a whole practice of psychologists within 300 metres of your GP's professional offices?
Yes, I spoke to my GP about that, and he informed me that the psychologist over at Chermside understood a lot of the stuff that I am going through at the moment. He has tried to get psychologists at the Royal Brisbane, which they have informed him there wouldn't be any available that would be able to see me for at least 6 months.
If you went to somewhere like Chermside, wouldn't you be up against the same issue of how to get there, like the transport? How do you, in an electric wheelchair, get around the country, transport-wise, to a place like Chermside that isn't on a railway line?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest problem I have at the moment, because if he does find an appointment for me at Chermside, I think the only real way that I am able to get there would be to go by maxi taxi. There is no trains out that way. As far as I know, there is no bus service from Fernie Grove. The only other option would probably be get the train from Fernie Grove, get off at Albion, and then get a maxi cab or another bus from there, which would take forever just to get there.
Could you talk a little bit about maxi cabs, how that system works, including how it works payment-wise?
Yes, well, with the maxi cabs, you just ring up and you can order a maxi cab. People like me with these types of disabilities are given a subsidy from the government, which the customer pays half of the fare and then the government pays the other half.
Okay, well, we've started to touch on money a little bit, and I know that various people I've talked to who have severe disabilities, money seems to be something that is definitely an issue. Would you be so kind as to share with us how that has worked out financially for you?
Yes. When I had my accident, I was very lucky in a way. My lawyer had told me that accidents like mine normally take anywhere up to about 10 years before you can get a settlement. I was lucky. I had the accident in 91. And I was able to get a payout in 96. Because of my history in the past, the courts decided that my money should go to the public trustee. I wasn't very happy with that at all. As it stands at the moment, they are still looking after my money, and they are giving me $200 a week to live on and for fares. Okay, they're paying a lot of things for me, like rates, electricity, and things like that. But with these days, I don't think anybody, even like me, could survive on $200 a week. So we have been before the appeals tribunal of the public trustee to try and get a bit more finance. We went in September of this year, and the judge was about to increase my allowance, but he wanted to wait 3 months, which would be probably sometime in January. And at the moment, because I only get that amount of money. I'm doing volunteer work for the Sporting Wheelies, which I sell Art Junior tickets, and I go to the city 5 days a week. Of that, I can receive a commission if I would like. When I started, they told me that I could have 40% and they have 60%. So I turned around, because it's helping people with disabilities to go over to games and things like that, which they can't afford. I informed them that I would just have $20 a week would do me just for my fares. They wanted me to accept more, but I told them Centrelink is paying me an extra $112 a fortnight because they class that as volunteer work, and really I only have to do 8 hours a week to be eligible for it. As it stands at the moment, I'm doing probably about 60 hours per week, and I thoroughly enjoy what I am doing.
How does the public trustee thing work? Do they charge you to manage your money?
Yes, they charge me while they're looking after my affairs. They charge me if I ring them up and I want something. Every time I make a phone call to them, that is money that comes out of my assets from them.
Brian, knowing you over the years, you're a person, I mean, you know, some of what you're talking about today is very distressing stuff, but you're a person who strikes me as rising amazingly above adversity. When I see you in action, I think, you know, this guy's got really severe disabilities and he's amazing the way he gets out and lives life and makes friends and things like that. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, Ed. I like it, what I am doing, because if I didn't have anything to do, I could not just sit at home by myself 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. With the accident, the spinal doctors told both my parents, who are deceased now, that if I was to pull through after the fall, I would just be a pumpkin.
You're not a pumpkin, are you?
No, no.
How would you describe your personality? I mean, you know, you always seem a great deal of fun to me.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say that to me, Anne. You would be surprised how many people come up and ask me sort of questions like these while I'm in town. And I get to meet so many different people. I go to the same spot 5 days a week, and I have now got regular people that come up and they will stand and talk to me for 15 minutes at a time. I thoroughly enjoy it.
So would you describe yourself as a very sociable person?
Yes, I would, and I really class myself as a very sociable person. A lot of people cannot believe how I manage so much just by myself. And while I can do it, I will always do it. I know through my accident, there's a lot of people a lot worse off than what I am. I could have been quadriplegic instead of being a paraplegic. I was just fortunate that my neck didn't hit the fence first, and then I would have been a quadriplegic. And honestly, if I'd turned out to be a quadriplegic, I don't think I would want to stay.
You've talked a bit about some of the volunteer work you do, but it's not the only volunteer work that you've done over the years. My sense is that you give back to the community a lot. Would you talk a bit more about your role as a volunteer, how you give back to the community?
Yes, and I've been doing volunteer work for approximately 5 years on and off, and the last volunteer before the one I'm doing now, I was classed as the manager of St. Vincent's de Paul's store at Fernie Grove. They had to close the shop down because the rentals was too high to keep the store going. And once they did that, I became involved with the Sporting Wheelies. I've been with the Sporting Wheelies 2.5 years.
Good stuff. maintaining your wheelchair, what's actually involved in that? Like, how do you do that?
And when I purchased the wheelchair, I had to pay for it myself, and the wheelchair itself was $11,500. And my GP and the social workers told me that if I signed the wheelchair over to the government, they would pay for all the repairs. So I did do that, but I still have a big problem with it. If anything goes wrong with the wheelchair, I've got to make my own way over to East Brisbane to get any repairs done on it. So if it breaks down and I can't get it to move, I've got to use a maxi cab, and I'm fortunate that the wheelchair can be put in to a movement without using the batteries.
Okay, and you pay to take the maxi cab over to East Brisbane and back?
Yes, and I pay to go over and then to come back. If I could, I'd probably use the public transport, but it's just too much chopping and changing from a bus to a train, and it would just take me forever.
You wouldn't be able to go on a bus, but would you?
Yes, and I've been on a bus plenty of times because I've had appointments where I've had to go to the Royal Brisbane Hospital, and getting from Fernie Grove over to the Royal Brisbane Hospital, I get on the train at Fernie Grove, then I get off the train at Bowen Hills. And from Bowen Hills to the hospital is approximately about 2 kilometres. So I just use my wheelchair to get me from Bowen Hills down to the hospital, and then I have to do the same on the way back to get back home.
Could we explore the issue of help sources a little bit more around the local community in Fernie Grove, around the area you live in? What has been the things you have found most helpful?
The things that I've found most helpful is it's mainly being able to get the nurses to come and look after the wounds. I like to do things myself without asking to try and get anybody to help. I like to be as independent as possible. And a lot of people say, oh, you do a wonderful job. How do you manage it all? You don't let these things like that get to you. And, you know, it's like when I had the accident, the doctor said, oh, no, you know, he's going to be a vegetable. And look what happened. I've turned out a different type of person to what they said. I just wish that we could get a lot more help from the nurses that come out. I would prefer to have a nurse come out 5 days a week to dress my wounds. If I couldn't even get them for 3 days, I would definitely be in hospital because I would have infections in it. And as I said, at the moment, with my wounds, I can put my fist in and actually touch the bone.
Yes. Do you get any help with house cleaning? Any of the... I'm aware that there is some sort of service available.
Yes, there is some services available. I have applied for it in the past. That was approximately about 2 years ago. I'm still waiting to hear back. From what I've heard, it's called Home Help. Apparently, it's run through the government or something like that, and they will only give you a certain amount of hours. They can't be there for the full day just doing things, you know. So I do most of the things myself, but there is a few things like the walls and things like that where I can't reach that need a wiping down and things like that.
What about Home Assist, which helps with some sort of maintenance and repairs?
Yeah, well, I know Home Assist can help. At the present time, my house is a bit of a mess at the moment. Because of my power chair, I haven't been really careful. I'm just used to going one speed and one speed only. And these wheelchairs go approximately 8 kilometres an hour. And in my house, I've got damage practically to every wall in my house. And looking at it roughly to get it repaired, I would be looking at least $5,000 just for repairs. And I'm pretty certain Home Help, even though they will assist, they wouldn't do too much in that regards.
So what happens about things like lawns or stuff like that?
Yeah, well, with my lawns and that at the moment, I'm lucky because I have my son-in-law as my carer, and he does the mowing and looking after the yards for me. So, yeah, if it wasn't for him, I'd probably have to pay somebody to come in and cut the grass. And that would probably cost me at least $50 each time they called.
What about things like Meals on Wheels? Or do you buy food out, or do you go shopping, or what? How do you feed yourself, Brian?
I feed myself quite well. I get my son-in-law. If he's not available, I go by myself. I'll go to Woolworths, I'll go to Coles, I'll go anywhere and do the shopping. And by myself, I do my own cooking, I do my own washing, I do my own ironing. I practically do everything myself.
Okay, all right. I might ask you a final question here. You've lived in Ferny Grove for quite a long time now. Why do you choose to live in Ferny Grove? I'm aware that the government is putting a lot of people with disabilities in areas like, say, Blackwood Street, Mitchelton, near shops and the station, or at Nunda, there's something similar. What is it about Ferny Grove that has made you one of our community here?
Yes, when I received the payout from the accident in 96, I had a brother living at Ferny Grove, and he was looking for a place where I could build something or get a house that I could use and pay rent for. But with people like me, with disabilities, it's very, very hard to get any accommodation where there is houses without steps. I was fortunate, through my brother, we found the block of land. I bought the block of land. Then I had the house built with no stairs, wider rooms and everything, so I'd be able to manage without any stairs. When I first moved into Ferny Grove, that was 14 years ago, I was able to buy the block of land, brand new furniture, move into the house, and all up, it cost me approximately $145,000. And just recently, I have received a market price for it, which is in the vicinity of $300,000.
Yes, so like many of us, you bought into the suburb. It would be very expensive to buy somewhere else, and you're settled there, and that's your home, and it works. And the issue of the design of houses so that they're wheelchair accessible is another one that comes up again and again with people with disabilities that require them to be in wheelchairs. So that will probably get revisited at some stage. Brian, is there anything that our community could do to help assist you that you would like to have us do?
And not a great deal. I can't really think of any because I think I want to be as independent as possible. I know there's a lot of people that like to help, but I just don't know, you know, that I have anything that I could get people or ask people to do for me. My son-in-law is doing most with me at the moment. I'm waiting on the public trustee to find out what they're doing. They've got my money, and at the moment, they won't pay to get my walls fixed. That is my biggest concern.
Well, I'm sure we will continue to wave to you when we go by. And if there's ever anything you want, I hope that you'll let us know. And good on you, mate. Thank you. Okay.